Are you ready to get in the car and go? Who isn't? Time for me to drive. That's a new campaign from the state of Illinois to encourage people to vacation here in their very own state, to take things in. Carla Flannery is the deputy director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. She joins us now. Carla, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, what's your favorite spot in Illinois, Carla? No pressure.
I love Springfield. I love Rockford. I love Galena. I love the down south. I love Shawnee. I'm a total fan. I will confess I haven't been able to go everywhere that I would want to, but now that everything is opening up, I can't wait to go visit every single place.
I've never been to the Shawnee National Forest. I want to talk to you about that in a couple of minutes, but first, tell me about this campaign. Is it aimed primarily at us in Illinois, or are you reaching out through the Midwest, or who do you want to see these commercials?
Well, you know, we've learned that people are really excited and looking forward to getting out of their homes and travel somewhere close, and preferably by car. And we wanted to establish Illinois as the land of the road trip. And so we think this campaign successfully does that. Plus, we believe the state has so much to offer in regards to just traveling and getting out there. And then, of course, we came about this wonderful song from Speedwagon, which is a band from Champaign. Mm-hmm. And we believe it was a wonderful expression of how people are feeling about traveling right now.
You can go to the website, right? And you've got, it's almost like pre-made dinners. You've got a series of road trips and suggestions already listed.
Yes, I'm so glad you noticed that. We've been working very hard on making sure that we would provide people a menu of options where they could find the experience they were looking for in the state of Illinois, whether it's arts or architecture or outdoor adventures or, you know, just family trips, or if you want to travel with your dog, or if you're looking for a wine experience. So we wanted to make sure that people knew that Illinois has a lot to offer and that we can deliver whatever experience you're looking for.
One of the road trips that you discuss is called Destination Shawnee. And it's terrible that I've never been to the Shawnee National Forest. I just hear great things about it. Tell me about this trip.
Well, we need to get you to go out there. It's wonderful. It takes a little bit of traveling downstate for people from Chicago, but you're going to be so surprised by how wonderful that area is. Of course, it's the Illinois Shawnee Forest country. The views from there at the Garden of the Gods are absolutely magnificent. You can go zip lining. You can go horseback riding at the Giant City State Park. And, you know, I don't know that if you know this, but it's a little known fact that we have 11 award-winning wineries at the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail.
I did not know that. Wow, that's fantastic. What sorts of wines do they produce?
Well, they produce wine produced in Illinois, which is wonderful. They're bringing the best learnings from Europe, and they're providing the right weather. And there's a wide variety of wines that you can enjoy. And they're all these wineries are locally produced. They're growing a lot, and they're really delicious. So highly, highly recommend.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to start downstate at the Shawnee National Forest, and I'm going to drive up to Springfield for a road trip around there. When I was a kid, we went to Springfield, visited the state capitol and Lincoln's tomb. And then when my kids were kids, we went again. And that's when the Lincoln Library was there, is there now. It wasn't when I was young, which is just a fantastic thing to see. I mean, the Lincoln sites are, well, I mean, almost world renowned, and they're right here in our backyard.
Absolutely. You know, I must confess, I didn't go to Springfield until I was a grown up. And even as a grown up, I found it incredibly fascinating. It's almost like you can feel and see the essence of President Abraham Lincoln. And you're absolutely right, that museum, Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, is just absolutely incredible. But there's just so much to do in Springfield. You can actually also go to, there's a little, we call it the Route 66 twin drive-in where you can experience a lot of American classics. You can go take pictures too. There's the actual brick road of the authentic Route 66. You can go visit Abraham Lincoln's old home, its tomb, and you can also go and get a little ice cream cone at the Twisty Tree Diner or the Pink Elephant Antique Mall in Collinsville. There's now, just so much to do. Highly, highly recommend it.
Carla, I don't want anything sweet. I want the corn dog. I want the original corn dog. Right? Wasn't that from Springfield?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You're referring to the Cozy Dog, which is the home to the original corn dog on a stick. And it was it actually comes from Springfield, Illinois as well.
Now, are you from Chicago?
No, I was actually born and raised in Mexico City.
Oh.
I came here, but I came here over 20-some years ago, working for LeoVinette, an ad agency, and now I'm here promoting tourism for the state I love.
Oh, good for you, because, you know, in Chicago, we're a hot dog town, and I've kind of started a personal quest to make us a corn dog town. I think there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to dress up the corn dog and make it something special here. That could be a whole road trip, coming here to sample different neighborhood corn dogs one day, don't you think?
I am gonna cheer for that, and I'm gonna help you make that happen. That's a wonderful idea.
Carla, start bending some ears. Come on, we can work together on this and make it something real.
Absolutely. We'll make it happen, I promise.
Are there a lot of weird sort of quirky roadside stops around Illinois as well? I know they're numbered in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know what? We actually also developed an itinerary. It's called Roadside Distractions, and it's kind of a 5 or 7 day itinerary. It's a really a loop around the state, starting in Chicago. I would, you know, recommend that if you're going somewhere else in Illinois, you could just add one or two to your road trip.
Right.
But, you know, if you wanted to just take your kids or your family or just go out and visit quirky little places around the state, this is a great one, because of course you start with a Millennium Park, the Cloud Gate, then you can go find you know, there's just the Gemini Giant, the Museum of the Gilding Arts. Then, you know, you can go to Casey, where they have the collection of the largest things ever in the world, like the largest covered wagon. You know, of course, in Route 66, you can find the Motorheads Bar and Grill. And there's also, I don't know if you heard, in Olney, there's this little strange albino
the squirrels.
They're only in that place in the state, and they've been covered by BBC, and they've been covered by National Geographic. They're quite a little phenomenon, and that place is really well known for them.
And they just run wild around there, Carla?
Yes, apparently they do. And apparently, I was reading, there's a lady called the white squirrel lady that has really gotten to fully understand their needs and how to take care of them, and they're apparently just openly playing out there, and you can easily catch
Fantastic.
Them very early in the morning, from what I hear.
Carla Flannery, the Deputy Director, Illinois Office of Tourism. Carla, it was great to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, and we'll definitely get going with that corn dog mission.
Corn dogs are coming to Chicago. You got that right.